And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, listen, you hear those ads playing during the break? I got to tell you, if you're listening to those ads, you may want to know that Right Side Radio is a standalone business. We're not owned by the stations you might be listening to us on. We are a standalone entity, and like every other business in the world, we've got to, you know, do what it takes to raise the funds to run the business. So if you love Right Side Radio, you might want to know that part of the way we do this is by selling ads. So if you're hearing advertisers on our show, it may very well be that there's a bunch of Right Side ruffians out there that would rather buy from a Right Side ruffian, and maybe you want to get your business on there. Well, the way it works is this. With the over 30,000 plus listeners we have, if you got a business and you'd like to advertise on Right Side, you don't contact the station direct, you contact us. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and Lauren from Right Side will get in touch with you ASAP. We'd love to have you on the team. Want to advertise at Right Side? Go to rightsideradio.org. Send us a message. Tell us what you got. All right, do it for the kids. Have you ever watched liberals get this, like, all bent out of shape? And they're, like, talking about the thing, and the thing is this. And they don't even take into account the fact that they've just totally disregarded the kids in the process. I saw this earlier today. We had that horrible story out of the Wiregrass region of our state, down yonder in Enterprise. An illegal alien has apparently, and I say innocent to proven guilty, but an illegal alien has now been arrested for raping a 14-year-old mentally incapacitated young lady. It's a horrible situation. Tommy Tuberville, Senator Tuberville, of course, went out and decried the situation and said that basically the Biden administration is aiding and abetting these monsters, is what he said. Kyle Whitmire from AL.com thought it would be appropriate then to not even address the fact that a young lady's been raped. He went out there regarding Senator Tuberville's comments and said, once again, an Alabama senator is lashing out at brown people and trying to make them out to be the enemy or something like that. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, how about this? There's a young lady whose life has been altered. Maybe that's the starting point. Could we just do this for the kids, please? Could we? Is it possible that we could just say, there's not politics, there's kids. And the monster is who he is. He's a monster. Why are you taking his side? Got a story here from ABC News. Remember Drag Queen Story Hour? Drag Queen Story Hour. So innocent, so family friendly. It's just an opportunity for people to enjoy a moment of hilarity and fun. It's innocent. It really means nothing. Why are you so worried? It's just men dressing up in women's clothes and pretending to be lampoonish, cartoonish versions of women as they read to children. Why? Why? Ask yourself, why? ABC News has got a big old story about how many drag queen story hours around the nation have been facing bomb threats, backlash, and cancellations. All right, let me ask you this. How many bomb threats have you heard about? Drag queen story hour. Bomb threats. They're all over the place. Backlash. Okay, maybe backlash. Cancellations? I hope so. There was apparently a bomb threat at the Lancaster Public Library that had a scheduled, just this past weekend, had a scheduled drag queen story hour. Family-friendly event. Turned out to be a box of coloring books. But nonetheless, somebody emailed in a bomb threat. I'm going to suggest that the emailed version of a bomb threat is probably not that serious, but they still had to take it serious, and they did. But now this whole story from ABC News is all about how hard it is to have these drag queen story times because people keep turning things into, like, dangerous situations. The statement from Tiffany Shirley, the president of the Lancaster Pride organization, says, they're turning something so innocent into something that is not. This is a family-friendly fun time where we all get together and enjoy each other's company. Sure, that's all it is. That's really all it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
Not a bit. Not by a stretch. What it really is the blurring of the lines. Let's be honest. It's not about the kids. This is not. Could we please remember to do this kind of stuff for the kids? Well, I was reading children's books. Okay, yes, you were. Dressed up in provocative drag with your lampoonish look and your flamboyant style, parading your gay lifestyle. If you just want to read to kids, how about you just come on down there looking like a normal person and read a book? It's not hard. I've done it before. You go down there and you've got your favorite storybook and you get it pre-approved in advance and I'm just here to read to the kids. And then you do story hour and you're just a guy or a lady just sitting there reading a book. You're not trying to read Susie Has Two Mommies while you wear drag. Because when you do that, it's not about the kids anymore.
It's just weird.
It's beyond weird, dude. I mean, but they're the victims. That's the point. They're in this story from ABC. They're the victims. It's not about the kids. It's about how hard it is to be a drag queen in today's world. What all I want to do is read to children. Now all you want to do is groom them. That's what it is. Can we remember it's for the kids? Supporters of drag bans say the legislation that's being promoted in Tennessee right now gives confidence to the parents they can take their kids to a public or private show and not be blindsided by a sexualized performance. That's not controversial. Just wanting your kids to not be sexualized is not controversial. How about this? Let's bring it home. Space camp. Oh, no. Space camp again. Yes. Yes, indeed.
I thought we were done with space camp.
We are not done with space camp. Okay. Space camp's not done with us either, I'm going to tell you. So space camp, you know the deal. Our much beloved space camp right here in Huntsville, Alabama. Space camp, world renowned. They've made movies about it. My own daughter went there. Space camp. Cost thousands of dollars to send your kids there. Lo and behold, shaboom. Clay Yarbrough, who was on the show with us a couple weeks ago, was chagrined to find out that as he's about to send his daughter to space camp, that they've got transgender dudes who think they're chicks that are going to be spending the night in the girls' quarters, having access to their changing areas and their bathrooms. And yes, he did call space camp and talk to them about it, and they confirmed that they could not say they wouldn't, but they basically said they did. So Representative Matt Butler has got legislation, House Bill 130, which simply does not allow the sexualization of children in K through 12 classrooms. By the way, the law in Alabama is already K-5. His would say K-12. They added space camp. It was voted down in committee, the amendment. It's coming back on the floor, though, and we'll see how that goes. Remember this. It's not about offending the drag queens and the transgender community. It's about the kids. Can we please do it for the kids? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More of this. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. It goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And by the way, I'll tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in all their locations, Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area, the newest one being in Helena. They are literally open 7 days a week, and they will see all ages. And when I say that, I would like to always say from pediatric to geriatric, they'll see all ages. And this is who I use personally. No kidding. I do not use them because they advertise on the show. I was already using them, was so impressed with how clean and friendly and professional they always were. I thought, okay, this is easy to brag on. And so I asked them, would you want to advertise? Well, they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So yes, indeed. So yeah, Right Side Radio, proud to have Southern Immediate Care as one of our sponsors, and they are all over the place. If you need medical attention, even on a Saturday, look them up, find the location nearest to you, head on down there, and do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. So Mark from Huntsville just texted in and says, I wonder why you protest so much. You're in the lead for a homophobe of the year. Kids are molested by pastors, priests, and church staff. Okay, what's your point, Mark? I don't agree with pastors, priests, and church staff ever molesting a kid. And if there was a story that I could work with on that and legislation that would protect kids from it, I'd say go for it. But right now, I'm talking about space camp. So how about this? deal with the topic at hand. And no, I'm not a homophobe. In fact, there's a vast difference between being told that I have to condone and condemning. I am not in favor of the gay lifestyle, and I'm certainly not in favor of the over-sexualization of children. But Mark, you've lost sight of the whole deal. It's about the kids. You sound like you're just defending the lifestyle more than you're trying to defend the kids. I got a caller on the line? I do. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Brother, are you still stuck in traffic right now?
I finally got through all that.
Wow.
I sit for an hour and a half but below Nashville waiting to get through there. That was another mess.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been a messy day all over.
Well, man, be careful out there. But how bad was the one on 65? I heard there was multiple vehicles involved.
Yeah, there was a semi there and several, probably five or six cars all banged up and everything. It didn't look too bad, but they're just now, I think, finally got the last one out.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, so what you're saying, though, is it appears that the wreck has been cleared and 65 is flowing again?
It should be here any minute. Probably is by now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, what you think about, man, since you've had nothing to do but sit there and listen to me opine about world events, what are you thinking?
Hey, is that guy a straight-a-phobe or something, you know?
a straight-a-phobe?
Sounds like it to me. He's got a burden saddle for people who are straight, I guess. I don't
know. I'm just a cis white male. That's all I am, my privilege, yeah. Sitting here with my privilege, being a cis white male.
Hey, what is it? But, I wonder where was the first time story, drag queen story art in a library? I mean, who did, you're sitting there thinking around, hey, let's see, what can we do? Oh, I know, let's go to a library and dress up as drag queens and read kids' storybooks. And who's the first librarian that sit there and go, oh, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I think we'll do that.
What's funny you say that. It's been a while since I did this, but I did track that down. And my recollection was it originally started, I think, in San Francisco. With an organization that's actually called Drag Queen Story Hour. The organization's called Drag Queen Story Hour, and they became a nationwide, and they help, I guess they're the antithesis to Moms for Liberty. They are the grassroots group to support drag queens that want to groom kids.
I wonder if they'd have any problem with stripper story or whatever, it'd be, what would be the difference?
Well, listen,
at least the strippers are straight.
You know what? Hang on though. You bring up a great point. And all joking aside, yes, Drag Queen Story Hour is a bunch of gay guys dressing up as women and parading in front of kids and trying to blur the lines. But if you had a straight stripper wanting to strip in front of kids, I'd still say that was wrong. How about you stop sexualizing kids? People keep forgetting it's kids. Why are we doing this?
Mental illness. This America is full of mentally ill people. And the trouble is they vote. That's the problem. We let mentally ill people vote. I mean, come on. Joe's still sitting up there in the White House with his helmet and his hairy legs. Probably licking the White House windows by now, I'll be my guess.
Hey, Jeff, it's that gender-affirming disorder.
It says what it is. The gender-affirming disorder is kicking in.
That is true. You are a genius, I tell you.
All right, man. Well, listen, what you got? Go ahead.
But what does it say whenever the president of a third world country can wag the president of a first world country around? If Mexico ever gets nuclear weapons, we might as well just surrender.
I'm saying, man. I mean, old AMLO, president of Mexico, he's got Biden by the nose. He's just like leading him around like he's got a ring in his nose and just saying, well, listen, if you want a little help, I need a little palm grease in here. I need a little cha cha to help me out. And that's ridiculous.
If Mexico can do that, what do you think China and Russia could do to us? I mean, they fold like a house of cards.
I'm pretty sure China and Russia have pictures of Joe or Hunter or both in a drawer somewhere, and they're just, sort of hanging on to it for the day they need it.
They're making payments on it anyway.
Yeah, sure enough. All right, man, be careful, and I hope you get home at a good time, all right?
Oh, yeah, I hope I just get home. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you, man. What a great audience. Jeff from Indiana, stuck on the interstate, but he's telling us that I-65 appears to be clear. So that's good. That's good news. Tell you what, I'll just do this. I'll grab a couple more text messages before we hit the break. And then I got a couple more. I'll tell you what, I'm doing this first. Let me do this. I'm going to go over here and grab some material. Alabama Daily News has a piece that I thought was interesting. For some reason, it gives me red flags. There has been a push around the nation in places where they exercise what they like to call social justice. Social justice and DEI and CRT and, you know, where they've literally had, they've had places where you could not discipline a child until you considered their race. Their ethnicity is what gave you the ability to decide finally as to whether that child deserved discipline in school. I got news. They mouth off to the teacher. I don't care if their skin's purple. They get disciplined. That should be the way it is. Well, there's a bill right now in the Alabama legislature. Representative Terry Collins from Decatur is carrying it in the House, Republican. Democrat Senator Roger Smitherman from Birmingham is carrying the same bill in the Senate. So we have what we call companion bills. It would centralize or standardize, or both, the means by which discipline in schools would be determined. Collins says, we're one of the few states that has no due process set in law in code. So what we wanted to do was take some of the best practices we saw around the state and make a minimum standard. When deciding disciplinary actions in schools, if the bill passes, administrators must consider the age of the student, disciplinary history, the seriousness of the violation, and, quote, whether a lesser intervention would appropriately address the behavior of the student. All right, that's where I get a little dicey on it. To me, it almost sounds like, well, we have to consider, could you have used something a little less extreme than, I don't know, suspension? Could you have done something a little less extreme than, oh, I don't know, giving them a timeout and making them sit in the coat room? I don't, where are we going here? What does that even mean? But I understand that you're going to look at their disciplinary history, like don't whack them if they've never done anything before. But then again, maybe they deserve it. And if they cuss the principal during their disciplinary hearing, I got news. It's all out the door. But anyway, this bill's out there right now. But Do It for the Kids is I pulled this bill, this article, because as I talk about doing it for the kids, I understand the desire to have a standard. And when I see Roger Smitherman involved, I get concerned that it's going to wind up having a racial element because he always made a racial element come to bear in his bills. But that being said, how about this? Kids just need to know they can go to school and it'd be a safe environment. It's less about how the perpetrator may feel. It's more about the environment that's being created by not having proper discipline. And if we're going to centralize control and hamstring the ability of principals and superintendents to handle things at their level, then I'm afraid what we're going to wind up having is a squishy system that accommodates the, you know, the do-batters and not the do-gooders, if that makes sense. Do it for the kids. That's my point. All right, Brother Big Rig, take me to the last break of the day. We'll come right back from that, take a few text messages. It's a beautiful spring. Man, I'm going to go home and sit on my deck for a few minutes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Like making common sense like a superpower. Now, the grades are already in, man. So the grades are already in. John from Huntsville. John must have somewhere to be because the grades are in early today. He's trying to skip on out before the show's over. He says, Big Rig, Phil, and Lee from Huntsville all get an A double plus for their equally amazing performances. Butters gets an A triple plus and was momentarily today's winner until Jeff from Indiana called in and stole the first place trophy away from Butters, becoming today's outright champion with a supersized A triple plus. Supersized. I'm not sure I've ever seen a supersized A triple plus.
I think I have. I think you've gotten one before.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, anyway, John, I'll take that any day of the week. Jeff from Indiana deserves it, especially after being stuck in traffic for the last hour and a half or more.
Yep. Congrats, Jeff.
Congrats to Jeff from Indiana, today's winner. Thomas, but which comes with no prize, except just the notoriety of having won an A supersized A triple plus. and not being a female, so therefore this really is a big deal, because we did have a female on the show today and she didn't win.
Yeah.
Although I'm starting to think that I don't know if she's ever won.
Yeah, I don't know if the females win.
No. With John from Huntsville, they almost always win.
Oh, okay.
I think Lee must be an Alabama fan, and that just doesn't
do it. Well, Jeff, go buy yourself a fish sandwich at the gas station.
Nice. There you go. And some pickled eggs and stuff. Yeah. Thomas from Athens says the Smitherman bill should be amended to include factors of race, ethnicity, political persuasion, gender identity shall have no bearing on the punishment level. Okay. I see what he's saying. I thought he was saying add those things in. He's saying, okay, back up. I was really about to say, Thomas, what are you doing? I get it. Thomas is saying, don't let the bill include factors of race, ethnicity, political persuasion, gender identity should have no bearing on the punishment levied on a student. I agree. Thank you, Thomas. Great point. Where are we? Oh, Mark from Huntsville's back. He wants to make sure. I'm a homophobe now, according to Mark from Huntsville.
Here we go.
That's okay. Said, sir, there's always been gay people and trans people, but you're making money attacking a small minority group to keep your listeners spun up. Okay. I will say this. There are no gay people in Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, and other countries like Russia are attacking the LGBTQ community. What's that got to do with Space Camp? What's that got to do with Drag Queen Story Hour, Mark? Mark, answer me this. Mark, here's my question for you. Text it in if you want to. You're welcome to call. 833-687-4448. Why do you want drag queens reading books to children? That's my question.
That's the real issue here.
That's the real issue. Why do you want drag queens reading books to kids? Why can't they just come in their street clothes and be a guy who reads a book to kids? Why do they have to let kids know I'm gay? Why is that necessary? Can you answer me that, Mark? I'm pretty sure you can't. What you'd rather do is you'd rather dissemble this into some question about whether or not the LGBTQ community has rights in Pakistan, which has nothing to do with Space Camp, has nothing to do with Drag Queen Story Hour, has nothing to do with the kids. Now, I get it. You don't know how to argue this, Mark, but the reality is this. It's about the kids, period. That's what we're talking about. Stay on topic. John from Lexington, South Carolina. Didn't get to hear the show, but with that, great show.
All right. Well, you can catch the podcast then.
That's right. Catch that podcast, man. It's out there everywhere. And we got tons of people that download the podcast. So go grab that, John from Lexington, South Carolina. And we appreciate you. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, dump the chump, vote for Trump. Reposted it because it felt good. Tom from Huntsville says, also, if we arrest illegals, can we not send them all to D.C.? I don't want them to go to D.C. By the way, people don't realize how small D.C. is. It's like, you know, the size of Hartsel or something. You know, it's not huge. And I've forgotten the square miles, but it's literally a square of ground carved out in the middle of places like Virginia, Maryland, you know, the surrounding states. And listen, if you think Chicago and New York City are having trouble, send them all to D.C. and see what happens. Metal Man Josh from Elkmont says, I wish our state reps would be more active and bold like Florida and Texas. As more state people are moving in our state, is more than likely to start getting purple. We laws that benefit us and are unappealing to liberals. So what he says is he left out the word. We need more laws that are beneficial for us and unappealing to liberals. I get your point. I'm reading it badly. I think you must have been voice texting me, brother, because it wasn't coming through quite right. But the reality is I get what you're saying. Yeah, I am concerned about whether or not we're beginning to see purple trends in our state legislature. Now, I'm not going to say that in a broad sense because I saw some good things this session alone. If they stopped the session tomorrow, it would be a good one. If they stopped the session tomorrow, it would be a session in which they passed massive school choice, in which they fought back against things like Drag Queen Story Hour. It would be in which the gambling bill died and didn't pass. But then I'm also looking at a legislature that in recent years has passed medical marijuana, a brand new gas tax, provided very little in terms of tax relief. And so it's a mixed bag. And I can't explain it. Because on the one hand, they look like they're like ultra conservative, and then the other, they do something like raise your gas taxes. Tim from Cherokee, Alabama. I get it, Tim, and I tell you what, I will. I appreciate that very much, and we'll take a look at that. He's giving us a notion about our signal, so you might want to just tell. If you look at Tim from Cherokee's text, and just maybe text that to that's our Huntsville station. So, by the way, Tim, text us and tell us which one you're listening to, because we're on multiple stations. It may be indicative of which station you're on. If you're in the Florence area, I would suggest being on 92.5 out of Huntsville. If you're down closer to Cullman or Birmingham, I'd say go to 101.1 FM out of Birmingham. That'd be your best bet. Ron from Grissom, Alabama, says, who thought it was going to be a slam dunk? That's the Maryland Lands Democrat. Says, the fact that Lands had TV ads and the district was near Huntsville should have alerted all that Demorats knew they had a shot. Well, she had a lot of outside money, which, you know, that's part of it. But anyway, Jeff from Huntsville's brand spanking new in the texting. And Jeff from Huntsville says, oh, yeah. And thank you very much for that. Yes, I do have a family member working at WVNN up in Huntsville now. And he says it was a pleasure to meet him. And Jeff, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, man. Thanks for listening to the show. And last one for the day, Specialist Edwards from Madison. By the way, thanks for your service. He says, sir, can I have a T-shirt? We're working on it, brother, and we'll have those very soon. Stay in tune for that, and next week we'll have some shirts to give away. All right, folks, what an amazing day. What an amazing day. And I'm looking for an amazing tomorrow. And by the way, tomorrow is quite amazing when you consider that it's Good Friday. Yeah, consider the season, y'all. I believe that Jesus is the reason for this season. And I believe that his tomorrow is the day that while he may have gone to the grave, with a lot can happen in 3 days, and he rose again. So, yep, we're looking at tomorrow being Good Friday, and we're going to be here with you. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.